Hey, you ready for this live read? You ready? 3, 2, 1. What will be the first domino to fall with the Browns after this 1-5 start?
Darryl what Ryder, could it be?
Darryl Ryder and Andy Baskin talk about it all with their podcast, It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, including post-game episode drops after every game. Subscribe to the podcast now at 923thefan.com, on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. So who do you blame for all this? Do you blame Cooper himself?
Ooh,
in this trade? Do you blame
Cooper's been terrible this year?
Deshaun Watson?
He's been terrible.
Or do you blame the Browns?
They've been terrible.
I mean, ultimately, they're the team.
Name someone else. Andrew Berry?
Okay, so I
do wonder.
You want
to get into Andrew Berry now? I'll get into the Andrew Berry stuff now.
We've got plenty of time for that.
Okay, we do.
I do wonder if it all starts. Sometimes we overthink it, and we forget. We forget players, even multimillionaires, even guys that are going to make over $100 million in their career. We forget that they have emotions too. And we don't think of that. We just look at numbers. We look at analytics. We look at stats. We look at contract numbers. We think about negotiations and how they work. We look at our guardrails. And so when you pull all that together, I understand why Amari Cooper came into the season miserable. So it wasn't a good start to the season. Amari Cooper finished the season last year on cloud nine. And I think he was thinking, look at what I just showed you guys. Like, where's my contract? Let's go. And he did it in a lot nicer way than that. I don't think it was one of those things where he was, you know, behind the scenes potty mouthing all the Browns, their brass, Deshaun Watson. Like, I don't think that was going on. I think he just basically admitted, I'm going to do a hold in. We're not going to make a big deal of it. It wasn't the biggest story in football or anything like that. I don't think it was a huge distraction.
Hey,
wanted a contract.
You're giving rationale. I want raw emotion over this because this is an emotional thing right now. They let go of Amari Cooper. He's been sensational in 2 years. He was not sensational to start this year. All right, that's all there. But the first thing I thought of, because I'm a sick-minded individual, was Red when he finally got parole in Shawshank Redemption, because he got out. He gets to go to Buffalo. Which Buffalo can be like Siberia if they're not good, but they'll probably be good, and he's got a good quarterback throwing to him now. So Amari Cooper, he got parole. And here we are all just waiting for it, because this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And it makes it even worse because I think the gloves have come off with the fan base in Andrew Berry. 4D, 8D, 12D chess, laser eyes, memes, those are done. I understand why they made the move. You had to make that move. He wasn't coming back next year. A team offered a third-round choice. I didn't believe you would ever get a third-round pick for Amari
Cooper. Especially the way he's playing this year.
But this is the deal, is that people were tweeting at me, can they fleece the Bills? They didn't fleece anyone. And you want to know why they didn't fleece anyone? They're 1-5. They're a 1-5 football team that put the expectations out there that they were supposed to go to New Orleans this year. They are 1-5. Their quarterback is a basket case. We couldn't bring back Joe Flacco this year because they knew that the fans would boo him. And I understood the reasoning why, even though I didn't think it would lead to good football. It's part of the reason why they don't want to put Jameis Winston out there, because if you notice his teammates, the basket case's teammates, can't shut up about how great of a leader Jameis Winston is. So you have to deal with that. And now you have all these leaks that we're starting to get about some people not being very thrilled with the quarterback himself, guys who are in uniform. This is just the tipping of the iceberg here. Amari Cooper got out. And I'm thinking, who put all this together? Because you get a third-round pick, that's excellent. What are we going to do with that pick? Are we going to get another undersized wide receiver who can't stay healthy? Are we going to get another fast wide receiver who can't catch the football or won't reach for the football, leading to the interception that led to Baker Mayfield breaking his shoulder, which put this whole chain of events in the first place? Or are we going to take another oversized wide receiver who can't hold on to the football and can't run the right route? What are we going to do with that third round pick? Because now I really do have to question the person making that decision now. I have to.
Can I make
a
prediction,
Ken? You're 1-5. What?
It's not going to be Andrew Berry making that pick.
Who's it going to be?
It's not going to matter.
If you say one, it's not going to matter?
It's not going to. Everything you're saying, I understand why you're saying it.
Because if you were going to say one name, I was going to walk out of the room and slam the door.
I think right now, as it stands, October 16th, I didn't come into work thinking I was going to say this. I don't think Andrew Berry's going to be making that selection.
You think he's going to pay the fiddler for all this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think this thing is on the verge of what could be a massive shakeup.
Personally, I like Andrew. I'm on the record. I think he's a good person. I can't defend this. I can't defend this. This is indefensible. Help me. If you want to, go right on ahead. There's no more excuses for
you
this.
You know, I was never necessarily in the, hey, every time we talk about Andrew Berry, we have to call him a genius. We have to put the laser eyes.
Unless Seth Tillman goes out there and starts making plays now that Amari Cooper's not here. And it's not just based on him. It's based on all these other factors that are playing into this as well. Lima, I wish I could disagree with you. I can't and I won't. Continue.
I think Andrew Berry, by and large, has been a good GM. But obviously, when you are this many years removed from the rebuild, you've used all your assets. Mm-hmm. I mean, just about every asset. You've been afforded something that every GM in the league would do anything to have, which is the Haslams and their bankroll. Like, they've been able to manage the cap as well as they have because they have more money than all these other owners. And yet, you come back this season, you supposedly one of the top, I don't know, talent-wise, what was everybody saying about the Browns? Even people outside of Cleveland were like, this is top five roster. Some were saying top three roster in the league. And now just seven games in, you're looking at it going, whew, maybe not as talented, maybe a little overpriced, maybe a little older than we were hoping, maybe nowhere near the depth that we were hoping. Mm-hmm. And what did you do? What did you do to fortify things to make sure you have, you know, not just a top offense, how about just an average offense?
We don't really know who's in charge. It's not like they have to come out and talk after every single loss. Boy, it'd be nice, but they don't. We don't know exactly who's accountable again. Again, I got the person who lives in San Diego who anytime things are good, I see him. Anytime things are bad, he's nowhere to be found. And I don't know what I can hold him accountable for. So I have no idea. Maybe he'll speak at the bye week. It'd be nice. We'll see. I'll hold my breath on that. I can't, you know, these picks, they have not manifested themselves in anything great. You are heavy on a lot of these contracts. We are left to rely on Jack Conklin, who is not a reliable person because of the injuries. Not his fault, but it's true. We're forced to rely on him. DeJuan Jones has been put in a bad position here, who looked like a steal in the fourth round, and now that people can't say anything good about. I think that he's playing through an injury there. And now that you've done this with Amari Cooper, he's the first. He won't be the last. Because I don't think that this is going to get any better. And now that you've opened that up, now it's all out there. These things that I thought that might happen if this were to go south are starting to come to fruition. Now the conversation begins in earnest with everybody else. And you can only march Nick Chubb out there so many times. Like this Sunday, they'll take Nick Chubb out there, and fans will applaud, and they'll cheer, and they'll get excited for Nick. And then they'll kick off, and then what are you going to do? What are they going to do? Go out there and go to 1-6. Is that what they're going to do? Is that what this turns into? Okay, who are you going to trade then? What are you going to move on from then? You're out of moves, guys. That's it. Because everyone you trade, I mean, there's other moves to make. Everyone you trade, nobody trusts you to execute those picks. It's October 16th. The offseason began yesterday, gentlemen.